Yahweh Skenekagwego. You're listening to Gyno. I'm thankful you're well. Gyno is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Wouldn't you know, I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, and like clockwork, each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. So as always, you're invited to enjoy the music in the chat. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome my guest Chantel Ducart to Gyno today. She's Eagle Clan, Tsimshian and Aleutic, born in Denver, raised in Alaska, educated in Miami. We'll be chatting about her sophomore album, Lady and the Champ, released in 22. We'll also be discussing her eclectic musical training, just what it means to be a lady and a champ, and her upcoming collaborations with the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band. I got a funky track kicking things off. It's Situation. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno. It's a funky way to kick off our listening today on Gyno. It's Situation from Chantel Ducart's 2022 Lady and the Champ. Welcome to today's chat. It's with great honor that I get to welcome this songstress to the show today. So without further ado, Nyawai Skenout Chantel, how are you today?
I'm very good. I'm happy to be up at a decent hour and doing this interview with you today, Brett. Yeah, it's a snowy day here in Denver, Colorado, and everybody's ready for spring.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today. I'll probably say that a few times. Before we go any further, though, I was wondering if you'd be so kind as to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Brett, I'm from Alaska. I'm from the Tsimshian and Aleutic tribes, and I am from the Eagle Clan, and I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and Alaska, and I went to school down in Miami at the University of Miami to study jazz piano.
You've really seen a lot of diverse geographies, and I'm sure that with that, a lot of different, you know, people from obvious different walks of life. And how has this all combined, whether we're talking Alaska or Miami or Denver? How have all of these places and people converged into your musical upbringing?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I'm going to refer here to the different kinds of teachers I've had, because I started out with my first piano teacher who was Japanese. And then I had three Russian teachers up in Alaska, and then had an American jazz pianist from Colorado, and after that, a Cuban teacher in Miami. So I've gotten a lot of different flavors of jazz, and each teacher brings a different perspective, and I'm grateful that I've been able to be exposed to many different perspectives so that I can choose my own approach, you know.
A lot of times when people say they have different teachers, I think we get this image of people coming from, you know, relatively similar walks of life. But I mean, you're talking Japanese teachers and Russian teachers. They're bringing a whole lot of different style and influence with them as well. But not to mention the music that you grew up with as well, because I mean, you grew up on music like your peers were listening to, too, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, my listening history, I started out listening pretty exclusively to Debussy and Ravel, Impressionist composers, and those kind of modalities actually ended up shaping the way I would approach my harmonic progressions and my writing much later. Well, I mean, I've been writing since I was 7, so I guess it was always part of what I'm doing, but it's still part of how I approach harmony and theory today. And, you know, I also love your Robert Glaspers of the world who are mixing jazz and hip hop. And, you know, I'm a diehard Bill Evans fan till the day I die. So, you know, and he's somebody who I would say applies the impressionist modalities to the way he creates his lines and his melodies. So, you know, I think there's a lot of jazz artists who were influenced by the Impressionist period.
I even see people like the Red Hot Chili Peppers listed in that world of influence too.
Oh yeah. You know, I always thought that I was a little punk rocker that got lost in a jazz world, because when I perform, you know, I sometimes I get into these modes where I'm kind of like doing a Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Pepper thing. And those are things that you only get that Chantel flavor at a live show.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that kind of energy just, you know, I think really hits hard live,
sure,
you know.
Sure. You mentioned that you've been writing since you were 7. How old were you when you released your first album?
That happened right when I was graduating University of Miami. I wanted to hit the ground running, so that was 2014, so not fantastic at math. It was probably about 22.
I'm excited to help introduce some of your music to listeners today. And before going any further, let's get a couple of those recommendations on. You were kind enough to mention some musicians that I need to know about, that our listeners today need to know about. So hit me with your best shot. Who do you got?
All right. Well, I've been checking out this indie artist from the Navajo Nation called Hatashli, And he's got a real sweet kind of surfer Mac DeMarco vibe going on. Nice. And the other dude I've been checking out is Morgan Tony, and he's a fiddle player from the Wakokmak and Wakmatcook Nations, First Nations. I think he's from Canada, and he's got like a cool Americana pop blend going on, and it's cool to see indigenous artists breaking out into different genres, not getting pigeonholed in, you know, more traditional work, which has its place and is very important, but to not be limited by that. So I'm happy to see some of these artists like busting out. You know what I mean?
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's a whole other topic that we really need to dive into at some point as well. So listeners out there, you heard the lady. We're going to be hearing one from Morgan Tony before our listening is up. Also has some Hatali in this block. We're going to be hearing the track Lover Call before too long. In addition, before our time is up, one from Julia Keefe, Molly Obamswin, Did That, but kicking things off right now. Also, to know that Jade's Nanga Niganote, you ought to sing along with this one. It's Understated from Chantel Ducart's Lady and the Champ, today on Gyno.
Every time you give it up. Hi, I'm Ilani, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
To the back row, sinking into the drums of my raps, yo. Filling in the percussion that's backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Seek a swim, better thrust with the backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Sing it with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Running the track from the sun to the astro. Probably get it in and finish overnight. Rock it to the end and then the flow is tight. Brought all of your friends to the show tonight. We all going in, now our souls unite. Drop another jam like a Dolomite. Product in the tent shines golden bright. I'm not trying to pretend to be the prototype. Performing overseas is a golden sight. Worth all the fees, cause I know we're nice. From the bottom to the rim is a bowl of rice. Homegrown and Whole Foods is overpriced. I hold the mic right and behold the light. I'm always amped up like Focusrite. Caught up with the rent cause it's lower priced. Thought it was a trend with the sober life. But really there's no end and no overprice. Rehearsing what is written is a good look. While I'm a crook rook with a good hook. Working in the kitchen with no cookbook. Word to James Brown, I'm the good foot. Yeah. To the back row, sinking into the drums on my raps, yo. Feeling in the percussion as backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Sink or swim, better thrust with that backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Sing it with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Crumble the asphalt, spun from a black hole. Imagining, you're traveling to Saturn, then you're back again. I'm packaging my bag again. Float true, hope proof, won't lose, we have to win. What's happening? We practicing. Mike, McLuhan, Lucero. Anderson, annoying rock joint on point like a javelin. Imagine it, you're galloping. To gallop then, you're back again. Packing it, you're saddling. Flow proof, hold proof, won't lose, we have to win. What's happening? We practicing. Mike, McLuhan, Lucero. Anderson, annoying rock joint on point like a javelin. Yeah. To the back row, sinking into the drums with my raps, yo. Filling in the percussion as backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Sink or swim, better thrust with the backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Singing with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Running the track from the sun to the astros.
Hi, everybody. This is Julia Keith, and you're listening to Native Voice One on the Native American Radio Network.
Lover makes me call. To the memories on her wall. Loose and cut right. Nothing better than a sunny side.
Tolly's Lover Call, winding down that block and coming by way of recommendation from today's featured guest, Chantel Ducart. Welcome back to our chat. If you're just now tuning in, we got a great understanding on the many influences that have all converged into making Chantel's art so unique. You're going to continue to get that sense throughout our listening today. And at this time, we're going to pivot just a little bit and talk specifically about Lady and the Champs. So this is your sophomore release, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And I hit 30 and I was like, you know what? It's time to put out another album because, you know, I have been writing music. I've got hundreds of songs backlogged that I haven't released. And, you know, for your modern day artist who's largely self-financing, which a lot of people are, you know, it just takes a lot of financial, emotional, and just space in your schedule, time that you're not playing shows to, you know, focus on putting an album out. So it's really a labor of love and passion, and I was happy as heck to get that out there.
Going into the studio for Lady and the Champ, what kind of lessons did you bring from your first album in the beginning?
It was a very collaborative process. I was working very closely with a sound engineer. I kind of like to have, you know, I have a lot of production skills, so I like to be involved in the editing and, you know, all the minute details. So it becomes a very, like, intricate process. But I think one of the things I learned from the first album is just letting go of some things and letting other people make some decisions so you don't have to make every decision yourself, you know, taking little breaks and, you know, I mean, it's really a grind. You have to just keep on putting in the hours. So, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, it's like a marathon. So
I have an old farmer friend who has a great line, man often sees the garden, never the hoe. And I feel like that is certainly the case with recorded music. People just hear this sparkly, shiny, polished up kind of product or gem, if you will, and think that it magically happens. But as you stated, I mean, you really are forced to wear a lot of hats as an independent artist like that.
I think one of my favorite parts about Lady and the Champ is that the title itself speaks to a concept of duality. So Lady is the relaxed side and the person who gets the shine once the champ has done the business. So, like, I feel like Lady and the Champ is two sides of my personality. Champ is the one who gets everything done, grinds it out when you're exhausted and you still have to go back to the studio, when you're sick and you still have to just buck up and get things done. And then when the champ has taken care of business, that's when the lady can shine and be that feminine, peaceful, powerful presence. And I think that's something probably as I've gotten older, I've kind of embraced that, you know, once I've taken care of business and done all the kind of hard work, creating that space for the lady side of my personality to be at home and read books and to make tea and meditate, and having that kind of space in my life is kind of where my productivity is heading, is having that really nice balance of duality of kind of intense energy and then peaceful, relaxed energy in my day-to-day life.
Wow. I mean, I think you socked me with a 1-2 from the lady and the champ on that one. I mean, that's impressive to hear articulated so well. Really, it all comes through in this amazing album that you've put out. Well, let's talk about the personnel. Are you working with a really tight group of musicians too?
So this was a very, very collaborative Denver scene album. You know, some of the highlights are, you know, I had Adam Deitch and Benny Bloom from the band Lettuce on the album. Also had Paris Fleming, who's been on tour with Harry Styles for a couple months, on trumpets, and Isaac Teal from the band Talk, and a couple of other great artists. I mean, I had a lot of features. I only had 2 tracks per person, so I had 3 or 4 drummers, structure for one bass player for the whole album. That was Kerwin Brown. And, you know, just this kind of like an all-inclusive cast of like Denver's best of the music scene here, which is pretty strong. So it's a cool scene out here in Denver for all you artists out there looking for touring stop in Denver.
My best friend just came back from Denver, and him and his girlfriend were talking about the amazing art scene out there, and it's definitely a destination spot for me as well. I got to get out there here soon and see everything that's going on. It sounds really, really exciting.
Let me know if you make it out this way.
Absolutely. Chantel, on this body of work, are there any songs that really stand out to you that have a kind of special significance?
Yeah, I would say that the most powerful song that has the greatest emotional charge for me would be Save Me From Myself, which I wrote when I was, you know, imagining what it would be like to have a partner and really be sharing your life with someone when you've been building a life alone. And so it's kind of a song of longing, which I think a lot of people can probably relate to, but it's one I don't play at my shows very often because I get choked up when I think about it. So it's definitely a powerful, emotionally charged tune.
Wouldn't that be the ideal time to play the song, though? I feel like you're missing an opportunity.
Oh, Brett, you're hitting on a deep note here, which I'm going to say, you know, I'm a full-time performer, and a lot of the places I play are places that people aren't coming to have, like, deep emotional experiences. They're kind of, you know, maybe having their steak dinner, and, you know, I don't know. I would play it for an audience. If I had more opportunities to play for listening audiences and theaters and places where people are coming for a musical, emotional experience, I would be playing more of these songs. But sometimes, you know, I'm kind of, you don't want to play a song like that unless people are listening, put it that way.
Oh, I can dig it, Chantel. And I'm really looking forward to this next block of songs that we're going to be listening to. And once again, before our time is up, we're going to be hearing one from Julia Keefe's Nobody But Me. Also have one from Chantel's 2014 In the Beginning. In fact, the first song that she wrote that didn't involve love, it's going to be Chickens before too long. In this block, Morgan Tony, Molly O'Bomswin, and this one from Lady and the Champ, Turn It Up and Sing Along with Save Me From Myself, today on Gyno.
A walk with me, it's a lovely night. Arms around my shoulder, squeeze you, the perfect height. Don't look at me with those eyes, do you know what you're doing? Pulling strings, that won't freeze on my heart.
Simple and sweet, do it again.
summer's here and the water is fine. You and me, young and free, spending some time. Tasting tongues, heavy breath, you're the kissing kind. Try again, bodies blend, yours and mine.
Kwe Kwe, this is Molly Obonsawin, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
Bye.
Hey, this is Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Morgan Toney's First Flight, as we continue on with our listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the chat. I am joined on the line with Chantel Ducart. We're discussing her 2022 Lady in the Champ. Before getting into this last segment, I also want to take a quick moment to remind people to go check out the full archive at gynomusic.fm or check the listings at nv1.org. Chantel, before we do continue on, let's just talk for a second about Morgan Toney. This is an example of where sometimes indigenous names can be really, really hard. hard to pronounce, but I feel like you have a pretty good handle on this. Tell me just a little bit about your other recommendation today.
Morgan Tony is a fiddle player. He's from the Wukukmuk and Wukmutkuk First Nations of Canada, and he's a really cool kind of Americana pop artist. And again, I'm really happy to see Indigenous artists kind of breaking out into different genres and kind of having a presence in different spaces. You know, I think that's important to not just limit Indigenous artists to one thing.
Well, that's certainly a systemic thing that I think Indigenous artists are taking more hold of right now. You know, I think by and large, Indigenous artists are the very ones that are saying, no, we're not going to stay in that touristy kind of niche that you want us in, you know what I mean? And so I agree 100%. Fiddle players, I mean, we're talking about trumpet players today. We're talking big band. We're obviously talking a lot of jazz. And I think we can tie it all up very nicely now and start talking about some future plans. What's on your agenda?
Yeah, thanks, Fred. I am looking forward to going back to Juneau, Alaska. That's where a lot of my family and tribe roots are in that Southeast Alaskan region. And I'm going to be going up there for the Juneau Jazz and Classics with the Julia Keith Indigenous Big Band. And we're going to have kind of all-star cast on that show with Delbert Anderson, who just got written up in the New York Times. Molly Obomsawin is going to be on the gig. Myself, Chantel, and a bunch of other cats. So that's Friday, May 5th. So I think they're already selling tickets to that show, and I think it's shelled out. So if you're in the Alaska Juneau area, be sure to check out that show. And aside from that, you know, just continuing to promote my new album, Lady and the Champ. You know, again, a lot of work went into making it and just completing the music. And now I'm kind of trying to step back and ask myself, oh, how can I get more people to hear this, you know, now that I've put in all the work to making the music?
Again, another one of those components that really go into the promotion of an album. And you really have a great, great collection of songs here with Lady and the Champ. And I'm excited for your performance with the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band as well. Is this your first time jamming with them?
No, we had one other show out by the WSU campus out in, was very, very East Washington. And we did a cool ceremony. It was a university that was trying to kind of honor the native roots in that area. And they've been building more of a stronger community relationship with the tribe in the area and making sure those students are included, you know, and getting uptook into the university. And just so they were kind of celebrating that relationship. I think it was their 5-year celebration of just kind of creating stronger ties between the university and the tribe. So, yeah, we played out there for that, and that was just an amazing experience. The audience was very receptive, and they loved the jazz music, so it was fun.
That's amazing. A lot of reasons to celebrate today. I certainly expect great things coming from this collaborative effort with the Indigenous Big Band. And I can't wait to see future projects and continue the conversation with you as well, Chantel. Before letting you off, where can people find more of you at?
Yeah, if people want to go online, I have all my music under Chantel Music, spelled Chantil Music.com. And you can check out my Instagram too. That's where I've got a link tree going to whatever platform you listen to your music on. It's got the link there. So that's at Chantel Music, spelled Chantil Music.
I can't thank you enough for a refreshing conversation about a shared love of music. And please definitely keep me in the loop. And I hope you'll join me on Gyno again soon.
Thanks, Brett.
Oh, with a clown. And I'm thinking that it's just what I found. Thought this shit could just put on a show. Can't put the money where the mouth is, cause their head's in the ground. It's the wonder that they just can't see. What is friendship could truly be? They only want to mount the rack upon a wall, so they can tell their friends about it all. Is there anyone who is just a friend that I can't call? This is an open invitation, open invitation. Calling all the eligible friends. If you know how to stick around when candy flow ends, if you know how to put up a fight for something you believe in, we can all add a drive. If you can tell the truth when it counts, to wake me up late unless you need a friend. I will never let your fall because I'm a 2%. Don't let the bed keep you down. It's just from passing dollars I've been taking. Every little thing is just that little shit. If it's doing too hard, I find you'll get caught up in it. But at the same time, if I feel the need, I'm a sin and fee. Cause I'm bystander to chewing to be done. And I'm a one public being a silence in the face of a slight. Just think right. My gestures are proven. It was commonly misused and doing. I hate that history is written by the victors. Created by man so it can be good. That's a bold figure.
Is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwendate Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of GuyNote, log on to guynotemusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Sleep well, we'll thank that small hotel together. Thank you. says good night, sleep well. We'll thank the small hotel together. 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 Says good night, sleep well. We'll thank that small hotel together.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.